WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And good morning. Happy Friday to you. Happy Fun Friday. Brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Happy Halloween. All of that. It's going to be quite a day here on the program. Hope your day is starting off well. Mine is starting off very well because no offense to the WBSM studio, but I am not in the WBSM studio this morning. I am on the road, and I am broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod. We were here last night for our Phantoms and Folklore event. We had a fantastic time, great food, great drinks. Oh, if you're coming down here tonight, this weekend, and you're hitting up the bar at the Daniel Webster Inn, the Pumpkin Old Fashioned. I'm spending the day around the area here, and I think I'm coming back later for another one or two, probably one of those. But it's certainly a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place. This is the third year in a row that they've had me here, the third year in a row that I've stayed here, and all three times right in this suite in the Fessenden House. And as I said before, I had activity happen the very first time that I stayed here, and last night was no different. Thankfully, not in my room, not in my suite, but in the one directly below me. So I think there's four in this building. This building is from 1826. So I think there's four in the Fessenden House, four different suites. And I've investigated this one that I'm staying in. I've investigated the one across the hall. And then down on, there might be six, but then downstairs, right underneath us at the front entrance, there's two. And so I was in the one directly underneath me with the people who were investigating with me. And you know, I thought they'd get bored and they'd want to go to some other area of the complex. But no, we had so much going on that we just stayed right there. So it was very interesting. It was nothing, you know, dangerous or malevolent. It was just kind of fun and interactive and curious. So it was definitely a great investigation. And now here it is, Halloween, my favorite day of the year, and a day when, you know, we can certainly share some spooky stories. We can share some nostalgia, some memories of Halloween's past. We'll have our Fun Friday question brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs coming up a little bit later, which you can answer on our Facebook page, which you can answer by calling in at 508-996-0500, which you can answer by sending app chat messages. I can't do open line voicemails. Not that any of you ever send them in, but I can't do open line voicemails when I'm on the road. So that's just a little bit too difficult. But app chat works. Email works. Tim@WBSM.com. Posting it on the Facebook page works as well. So all of these different ways that we can bring you all this. Now, also, as I've been mentioning, that Fun Friday is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And as you know, last week, I was telling you how they were closed for a few days for renovations and for a well-deserved vacation for Dee and Bob. Well, Dee wanted me to know, wanted me to let you know that they are open, so everybody should stop in for a hot dog and check out the new look of Dee's Hot Dogs. So they're going to be open all weekend, and they're going to be open all year. People don't realize that about Dee's. It's open year-round, but they'll be open for you to go and check out all of the new renovations they've done, the upgraded technology, and one of the things, I can say it now because they've reopened, but they replaced the menu boards. You know, those menu boards that have been hanging out probably since they opened 40 years ago, and now they've replaced those with brand new digital boards. So the all new Dee's Hot Dogs, you got to go and check it out on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. Stop by and have yourself a hot dog or two or four. We don't judge. And don't forget, too, you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $5. So here we are on the cusp. In addition to it being Halloween, we're on the cusp of November 1st, which is everybody concerned about the SNAP benefits and where those are going, you know, what's going to happen with that. There are ways that the government could fund this program. There is a reserve that they could tap into, two reserves, really, that they could tap into. The administration is choosing not to do that. And now there's a federal lawsuit trying to force the government to do that. And the judge is supposed to make a decision on that today. It's actually a federal judge in Boston. And we are awaiting word as to that judge's decision. But the judge was leaning toward siding with the plaintiffs and saying that the government should release this funding because it's emergency funding and this qualifies as an emergency. So we'll see where that is going to go. We'll keep an eye on that. There could be, you know, developments that happen during this show. And I will do my best, even though I am, you know, remote and kind of disconnected from the usual setup. I do have the TV on in front of me here in the room. Of course, I've got the internet on my computer and on my phone. So we'll try and do our best to keep you up to date if anything happens. But certainly feel free to let me know if you see anything that happens. And we were talking yesterday with Leanne Manning and about that Facebook group and the work that they're doing to allow people to post about food that they have or needs that they have for food. And since yesterday, I've been seeing even more, not necessarily groups popping up, and maybe there are, and I just haven't seen them, you know, because you don't usually see a group unless somebody invites you to join it. But I've seen a lot of individuals posting about it. A lot of people saying, hey, I'm going to cook up a whole bunch of food this weekend, and anybody that needs it, you know, let me know. I've seen other people who have said, if anyone knows of folks who are handing out extra food, just let me know. I don't necessarily need to go there, but I just want to kind of have it in my back pocket. And so, again, like we were talking about yesterday, this is the community coming together. This is people coming together. This is people who are saying we don't care about whose fault it is. We don't care about what political games they're playing. The bottom line is we don't want anybody to go hungry. And as such, they are taking matters into their own hands. Now, I wonder if this spirit of community, if this spirit of togetherness can extend beyond this. You know, because there's still some divisive language and conversations happening, and that's going to happen. And by the way, when I say divisive language and conversations, I don't mean healthy discourse and debate. That could always happen. If you and I want to talk about the pros and the cons of the SNAP program, and if you and I want to talk about the long-term effects of allowing people to stay on this and whether or not that makes them dependent on the government as opposed to independent and just getting assistance. You know, if we can get into all of that, especially if we're discussing that using logic and facts and data and not emotion. But what we're still seeing is, you know, the people who go into a conversation. And here's the thing. Nobody forces you to be in an online conversation. Nobody forces you to comment on a Facebook post or, you know, join a message board or post on Reddit. Nobody forces you to do any of that. And for people who say, oh, you know, Tim, you talk a lot about social media. Like, you know that there's a real world out there. I know. But in the real world, if you and I meet up, if you and I run into each other at the supermarket or at a bar or something, and we decide to talk about these topics, we do it with a healthy respect and with an attempt to actually have a conversation, right? Mainly because we're good, respectful people, and while we might not agree with each other, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you're just naturally being respectful. Also, if it gets disrespectful, you know, you never know when somebody's going to punch you in the face. So, you know, there's that side of things too. But we have people who will, you know, discuss things in an adult manner when they look at each other face to face. Now, the problem is when you're online, none of that accountability exists. You don't even have to use your real name. Nobody has to know who you are. You can just dive bomb your way into a conversation, say a bunch of stuff, rile people up and take off again, and then choose to ignore the conversation after that, or just keep going in there and keep poking people more. And that's where a lot of the divisiveness of society comes from. Not from the one-on-one conversations, not from the conversations, you know, in line at the checkout at the grocery store, or, you know, waiting for your table at the restaurant. Those aren't, or in the barber shop or things like that. Those aren't where the divisive conversations happen. Yes, there's going to be disagreements, but the division happens in the online conversations. So that's why when I talk about these things from that perspective, that's why I'm looking at that. I realize that people still do talk to each other face to face, but that's not where the problem is. And so what I see is I see a bunch of people talking about, hey, this is, you know, something that I made. It's a casserole and I've got some, and I know some of you are worried about your benefits. And then somebody's got to come in and be like, you know, oh, way to help the lazy bums that don't want to do anything. And then, of course, you know, they're not doing it because they're actually upset or offended, because really, if something that you see online offends you that somebody else has posted, you know, what do you usually do? You just scroll past it, right? You say, oh, I don't want to see that. Maybe you unfollow the person or unfollow the page or block the page so you don't see more of it. But you don't necessarily always get so riled up that you got to go in there and make comments. You do it because you invited yourself into the conversation. You were trying to get a rise and a reaction out of people. And that's where things go off the rails. In terms of us talking to each other, you know, the way that we feel about the federal government, the way that we feel about our elected leaders, the way we feel about, you know, those in power, all of that, those conversations are always going to be heated and things like that. But I'm just talking about the way people come down on folks just trying to help each other. It's like it's a personal slight to them that you help somebody else and not them. Like, for example, you know, when we're talking about the city councilors and the response is, well, he never did anything for me, or she never did anything for me. Okay. But look at what they might have done for others. Look at what they might have done for the rest of the city. And weigh that with what they didn't do for you, you know? Like, obviously, you want a counselor to be responsive to you when you have questions, when you have a need. And, you know, you want them to at least, even if there's nothing they can do about it, at least communicate that to you, at least give you a response. But also, you know, look at what they... So, for example, you know, I live in Ward 2. I can't vote in Ward 3. Sean Oliver is not somebody who I necessarily would go to first and foremost if I had an issue. But if you said to me, you know, Sean Oliver, what do you think about him? I'd say, I think he does a great job for his constituents. It doesn't affect me direct. I mean, I guess it does because they vote as a whole. But, you know, I'm not looking at it from the perspective of, well, what can this person do for me? And that's what I think a lot of these attacks and some of these conversations are about. It's about really the person feeling slighted because, and you hear it, well, I get up every day and I have to go to work. Why should I have to go to work and earn a living to pay for my meals and this person doesn't have to? Well, you don't know what their circumstances are. What you know is what the portrayal has been of some of these folks. But that doesn't mean that that's how it is for everybody. That doesn't mean that there isn't some of that kind of... Listen, here's the thing. Maybe we need to take a page out of the personal interaction playbook and try to act that way online. You know, talk to somebody online the way you would in person. And then you can get some of those healthy, because it should be a tool to allow us to effectively do that all the time. And at first it was. Think about the first time you went on Facebook. Wasn't it great to be able to reconnect with people you hadn't seen in years and to talk to family members who were far away instantly and all that stuff? It was great, right? It was nice. You looked forward to logging on, and it didn't take long for it to turn into a sewer. So, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voice. I'm sorry, app chat on the WBSM app. I do have a number of different windows I got to go between for app chat messages and the phone calls. So if you're trying either one and it takes me a second to get to you, don't be discouraged. I will get to you. We also got a message from Jeff in Fall River. He says, good morning, Tim. Why isn't there more news on the governor's aide who was arrested for alleged cocaine trafficking? Nothing on the local news channels and on WBSM. Well, I can't speak for the local news channels, but I know that we have had it on WBSM. And I know that, for example, yesterday, Chris McCarthy spent almost his entire show on it. But again, we only have limited information because they've only put out limited information. But Chris had both of the GOP candidates for governor on with him yesterday in the 10 o'clock hour. I think he had Mike Keneally first and Brian Shortsleeve second, but don't quote me on that. But he had them both within the same 10 o'clock hour. So you can go back and check that out on the podcast and hear that. But again, pretty much the whole 3 hours, he was talking about it with the callers. So if there's more news that comes out of it, we'll see. But now we're just waiting on, you know, the next legal steps. But I was talking about this with Chris yesterday. That's a huge black eye on the Healey administration because, listen, I think it's entirely possible that Maura Healey didn't know what this guy was doing, okay? I think that's entirely possible. If she came out and said that, like, I would say, okay, I can believe that. But by the same time, by the same token, I also think it's entirely possible that people within the administration that worked with this guy kind of had an idea that this might be going on and might have told her and she might have ignored it. So if that's the case, you know, that's even more egregious. If this just turns out to be, you know, I don't know what everybody at WBSM does in their spare time. I don't know what they do when they're off the clock and out of the building. But if somebody came to me and said, you know, I think this is going on, I don't think I would ignore it. I think I would ask the person. Actually, what I would do is I'd just kick it up the ladder. I'd be like, oh, Michael Rock, you got to take care of this. But the idea is, yes, it's possible, it's plausible that this might have been a surprise, but I also think it's probably not too likely. 508-996-0500. I've got to get my first break-in of the morning, so let's do that. We'll be back in a few moments as I'm broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn.
Waking up with the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
President Trump orders nuclear weapons testing. The government shutdown enters day 31. Dictionary.com's word of the year, and it's Halloween.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump has ordered the Department of War to begin testing nuclear weapons. Trump said it's due to the testing programs of other countries. This comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin successfully tested a nuclear-powered drone called Poseidon. The last time the U.S. tested nuclear weapons was in 1992. The candidates in New York City's mayoral campaign are making their last appeals.
New Yorkers say they've just about had it with hearing from candidates who have been campaigning this week in a last-ditch effort to pick up support from undecided voters.
Emails asking for donations. They come knocking your door.
Two recently released polls show Mamdani continues to lead the pack, with Cuomo lagging by 10 percentage points and Curtis Sliwa maintaining support in the teens. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Millions of low-income Americans set to feel the pain of the government shutdown, which has hit day 31. If it isn't resolved, food stamp benefits will expire tomorrow for roughly 42 million people in the U.S. While arresting a teenager who had a warrant, Police in Washington found a gun hidden in a toilet.
The 15-year-old boy had a warrant for multiple charges. When police searched his home, they found a gun hidden in a toilet. The gun also didn't have a serial number, making it a ghost gun. I'm Brad Ford.
Several people were injured after a JetBlue flight experienced a sudden drop in altitude. The airline says a flight from Cancun to Newark was diverted to Tampa yesterday, where the aircraft landed safely. The FAA says the drop in altitude was likely due to a flight control issue. A Detroit cop is going viral for making a virtual court appearance without pants. Judge Sean Perkins was taken aback during the hearing.
Officer Jackson, batch number 3919, out of the 12th precinct.
All right. You got some pants on, officer?
Officer Matthew Jackson quickly adjusted his camera shot so he was only seen from the waist up. The Detroit Police Department has since put out a memo reminding officers of proper attire for court, even if the appearance is virtual. The hearing earlier in the week involved a plea deal for a woman accused of drag racing and disorderly conduct.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney. Did you miss me?
Ghostface is back to make audiences scream. It's the first trailer for Scream 7. It's out now and gives fans their first look at the return of Neve Campbell as Sydney Prescott. Campbell is returning to the franchise after sitting the last film out due to a salary dispute. The film will also see the returns of original cast members David Arquette, Matthew Lillard, and Scott Foley. Scream 7 hits theaters on February 27th. Netflix is out with a second trailer for the final season of Stranger Things. Latest look at the show's fifth season sees the villain Vecna trying to invade the real world. Among the new faces for the final season will be Terminator star Linda Hamilton. The first four episodes of Stranger Things 5 hits Netflix on November 26th, followed by the next three on Christmas, and the series finale will premiere both on Netflix and in movie theaters on New Year's Eve. Surveys show that one in four Americans say they have lived in a haunted house. 23% say they currently have a resident ghost, and it's all good unless you're trying to sell.
Many people report lingering energy after death, cold spots, unexplained noises, even pets acting strangely. If you're selling, paranormal activity does not legally have to be revealed, but in most states, death does. NerdWallet says a ghost in the house can lower its value up to 25%. I'm Bree Tennis.
I know he died. 6'7". I just bit right on the highway.
Dictionary.com naming a viral slang term as its word of the year. It chose 6'7" as the word of the year for 2025. The term doesn't have a clear meaning, but some have taken it to mean so-so, maybe this or maybe that. Dictionary.com describes it as a brain rot slang that is purposely nonsensical and all about being in on the absurdity. The origin of the term is also unclear, with some saying it originated with the rapper Skrilla's 2024 song, Doot Doot 6'7".
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
It was the Bruins over the Sabres 4-3 in overtime last night. Bruins are back in action tomorrow afternoon with the Carolina Hurricanes at 1 p.m. Celtics are in Philly with the 76ers tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Varying amounts of clouds and sunshine today. Drier but gusty. High temperatures topping out mid and upper 50s, but winds this afternoon gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour. Gusty winds will continue for trick-or-treaters this evening. Partly cloudy skies, but staying dry. Temps in the 40s. Sunshine windy on Saturday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
And just a reminder, daylight saving time ends this weekend as we set our clocks back an hour before bed tomorrow night. I'm trying to get an extra hour of sleep. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And welcome back. I am broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich. And I don't know what Mike Roberts is talking about there. Set the clock back an hour before you go to bed. No way. Stay up until 2 a.m. and then watch 2 a.m. become 1 a.m. again. And it's like time traveling. I don't always do that for daylight savings. But When I do it, I definitely feel like Marty McFly without the DeLorean, which would be the whole reason why I'd want to be Marty McFly is to get the DeLorean because I always want. Anyway, but yes, daylight savings time this weekend couldn't come at a better time because, man, I need it. I need that extra hour of sleep, especially this weekend. But also, I think a lot of you are starting to feel it. You're starting to feel that little bit of, I wouldn't say it's seasonal depression quite yet, but you know, you're upset because it's dark out earlier and it's dark out when you're coming home from work or going out to dinner or any of that. So that'll all change at least for a little while. Then it gets to the point where there's nothing you can do about it. It's just winter time. So, but now that we are entering into the fall and the winter, well, we're in the fall, but now as we're heading toward winter and you're going to be spending more time indoors, more time in the kitchen, you might want to upgrade your kitchen. Now's the time to do that. And at Precision Window and Kitchen in New Bedford, they have new colors and styles of cabinetry for you to choose from. So maybe you didn't see anything that really wowed you in the past. You said, I'll just stick with what I have for now. They've got all new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from. They also have a wide variety of countertops and hardware. So you can completely change the look of your kitchen by visiting the showroom at Precision Window and Kitchen, 1111 Acushnet Avenue in New Bedford, or by going to their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, and seeing all they can offer. They also have everything they need there to replace your windows. They actually make the double pane windows there in the shop, in the back, and then other businesses go to Precision to get those windows. Other businesses go to Precision to get the things that they have in there, and you wouldn't know it by looking at 1111 Acushnet Avenue. You're like, oh, that's you know, a nice little showroom, but they don't really have much space there. It's huge. It's just all in the back where they're doing the real work of Precision Window and Kitchen. So they can replace your windows, your doors. They can make sure that there's no drafts coming in. They can make sure that you have the most efficient home that you can heading into the winter months. All of that and more, check them out online, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, or give them a call, 508-990-3576. That's 508-990-3576. And here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to take these papers and just throw them over there. I got to clean this room up after I'm done for sure. Are you one of those people? Are you like me? When you stay somewhere, you have to like clean everything. Like, I'm not clean at home. If you tried to come over my house now, I'd be like, no, you can't come in. It's a mess. I don't really keep up with things at home, but when I stay in a hotel room, I'm always very cautious of they're going to be judging me. And so I will try as hard as I can to keep things neat, keep things clean, and I will give it one kind of wipe down, one clean down before I leave. So, you know, now I might throw a bunch of stuff around during the show, have my coffee cup over, all that stuff, but I will wipe this whole place down. That's why when I checked in, I said, well, what time is checkout? And they said 11 a.m. I was like, good, it gives me time to clean afterwards. And they're like, well, you know, we're going to send people in for that. I said, yeah, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I can't have them thinking I was some slob. Although I am some slob. 508-996-0500. So again, you know, obviously it is Halloween and we'll have our Fun Friday question coming up from D's Hot Dogs. It is Fun Friday. And I think a lot of people are going to go out there and have fun tonight. Don't forget Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards has their Halloween party going on tonight. So if you're looking for something to do, that's a great place to stop by and have some karaoke fun with DJ Wheezy. Plus, they're going to have jello shots and pudding shots, and they're going to be putting out some snacks and things like that. So put that on your radar, whether it's where you go and stay for the night or if you're going to be hitting up a bunch of different parties and you want to make sure that you stop in there. I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about going out tonight because I never have the opportunity to go out on Halloween. But it's a rare night where I don't have anything else to do. I don't have to wake up early tomorrow morning. As far as I can remember, I don't have anything I definitely need to do tomorrow. The only plan I have for Saturday is watching WWE. So maybe you might just see me pop up at one of these Halloween parties, especially, you know, the one over at Ryan's Sports Pub, because I just like the atmosphere over there. But maybe you won't know it's me, because maybe I'll have a costume on, although I would have to get a costume. because I don't have anything readily available. I guess I can go back to the office and get my Michael Myers mask, because, yes, I have a Michael Myers mask in my office. So you can call in with whatever your Halloween plans are. Of course, a lot of folks are going to be handing out candy. And I saw something the other day. Yesterday afternoon. I was reading some stories about the SNAP situation and because basically I was trying to plan shows for next week, and I was trying to get kind of a temperature gauge of whether or not we thought this was really going to be an issue and if I should be lining people up and bothering people to come on. And one of the stories that I saw said that there's this movement to not hand out candy to kids tonight, that they want to hand out healthy things for the kids to eat. They want to hand out things that will help the family. So when the kid comes to your door and knocks on the door dressed up as a vampire, instead of giving him a handful of, you know, mini chocolate bars, you give him a couple of boxes of pasta and a couple of jars of pasta sauce and say, there, your family can eat next week. I would recommend not doing that, all right? For a couple of reasons. One, I get it. It's a great sentiment. It's a great idea. Your heart is in the right place. But I would recommend not doing that, because those kids are coming to your door for Halloween, for a little bit of, you know, normalcy in an uncertain time. So don't make them feel like things are even weirder. You know, some parents might have isolated their kids from knowing about this situation so that the kid doesn't worry. And some of them just want their kids to be able to go out and have a normal Halloween and will worry about tomorrow. And then the other part of it is, you know, I would be a little bit concerned that if I gave a kid, I don't know, a jar of pasta sauce, when I come out of my house the next morning, there's pasta sauce all over my house. So just, you know, keep that in mind too. But I would say, you know, I think your heart's in the right place. Donate that pasta and that pasta sauce to a local food pantry, or, you know, join the Buy Nothing South Coast Mass, like, food group there. Do something in that regard rather than put it in the trick-or-treater's bucket or bag or pillowcase. Because if I know if I was like 9 or 10 years old and you gave me something that wasn't candy, I'd be like, ugh. Now, I wasn't going to throw it at your house, but I would just be disappointed. We want the kids to have as normal and as fun of a Halloween as possible. 508-996-0500, app chat on the WBSM app. We're going to take our next break here. We will be back in a few moments. Stick around as we're broadcasting live from the Fessenden House, 1826 Fessenden House, here at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich, Massachusetts. It's a spooky morning.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
And welcome back in, broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich. And upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And it is Fun Friday here on the program, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. They are reopening. They are back open, so you can actually go over there today and get a spooky hot dog. I don't know if they have a spooky. I'm sure they have something good for Halloween. But let's see if we can go to the phones here and take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I wanted to call.
I can't hear the call.
About.
Hold
Hello?
On, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to text the producer that's at Fun 107 and have him go over there and take care of it. Or turn that one on if it's off. All right. We will see if we can get that up and running. Why don't I keep you on hold there, and I will take my next break and get that out of the way. We'll be right back. All right. It looks like I'm going to try and just see if we can bring the caller back on, but it looks like the producer hasn't answered my text yet, so let's just see if we can go into this call here. Nope, I don't hear it clicking. So I'm going to put you back on hold. It's up to you if you want to hang on. But I'm going to try and give him a direct call during the news coming up, and we'll see if we can get this working so we can take some phone calls. I'm just texting him back. It looks... He's literally just got to go in there and press the button to turn that channel on. Sometimes the board resets itself, you know, when it switches over from syndicated programming, and so it turned off everything that was turned on. So I just need him to go press a button, and then I can talk to you at 508-996-0500. I love when we have all of these technical glitches, but it's all a small price to pay for being able to take this very small, limited setup with me and be able to broadcast from wherever I go. So this way here, you get to hear me from all these cool places and other, we'll definitely be going to other haunted places as well. So coming up in the next hour, we'll have today's Fun Friday question for you. I'll post it up on our Facebook page during the news, and it's going to be Halloween related. I'm going to give you a little, well, you know what, I'll just tell you what it is. I'm going to ask, what was your best Halloween costume ever? What was your best Halloween costume ever? You know, what was the one that you were either the most proud of, or that scared the most people, that you put the most work in, or just, you know, your favorite one? You know, maybe you were really into Welcome Back, Kotter, and you had a Gabe Kaplan costume. That was a real thing.